Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34 and 53 to 56. Hear the word of the Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to the land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord. It is so good to be with you this morning. I feel like I've truly come home, and I am grateful for that. And for this summer time to work together as a team to lead this church through the summer months. I'm so grateful, and I thank you, and I appreciate you being here on this Memorial Day Sunday. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Do you remember when things were closed on Sunday? I see some nods. I remember when movie theaters were closed and swimming pools were closed. It was illegal to haul goods on the Sabbath, so freight trains did not run. And stores were closed on Sunday, you remember? Even grocery stores. So if you were going to do some cooking for the family for a nice Sunday meal, you needed to plan ahead and get in the ingredients that you needed, because at some point on Saturday afternoon, those stores were going to close and not reopen again until Monday morning. Well, things have changed. Nowadays, with a few exceptions like Chick-fil-A, the marketplace goes full steam ahead 7 days a week. Meanwhile, folks have gotten busier and busier, and it seems like sometimes we think that the busier a person is, the more successful and important they are. Now, there's plenty to do. There are the jobs that we do, whether paid or unpaid, and our lives fill up with what my father used to call the regular business of life: laundry and cooking and shopping, weeding and watering the plants, walking the dog, washing the dishes, doctor appointments, haircuts, phone calls, and don't forget to feed the cat, pay the bills, read the mail, check the oil, clean the house. And of course, there's always something wonderful going on here at church for us to do. Things can get very busy. In our gospel story, the disciples have been busy. Jesus had sent them out two by two to preach and teach, cast out demons, and heal the sick. They've worked hard and they've gotten good results. Many people have been helped and healed. But this was tiring work for Jesus' disciples. People had kept coming and coming to them, and as Mark tells it, they didn't even have time to do what? Didn't even have time to eat. So Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." Come away and rest a while. Come away, David and Beth, and rest a while. Clint, Where are you, Clint? Come away and rest a while. And so we enter this sabbatical summer. And what a great thing it is that we are willing to do, to figure this out together, to experiment, and provide well-deserved rest for our committed, hardworking, excellent staff. And it's a good thing that we as a congregation have the opportunity to embody what we call the priesthood of all believers. It talks about in the New Testament, in 1 Peter, it talks about that Christians are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. And that's all of us. We all have the opportunity to be a priesthood, not just the staff. One of my favorite slogans out of the peace movement is, "We are the ones we've been waiting for." And sometimes when things would get discouraging, inevitably somebody would speak up and say, "Well, what we need is a strong leader, a charismatic leader, somebody who can engage and draw crowds and figure it out, help us win." And the response would be, "We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can do this. We have what it takes." Well, brothers and sisters, this summer, we are the ones we've been waiting for. We can do this. And that's a good thing. And so we begin this sabbatical summer prepared to carry on while our ministers rest. But I do wonder, in the midst of the work we're called to do, and reading the gospel text this morning, I do wonder, might we also be called to rest? In other words, when Jesus says, "Come away and rest a while," is he also talking to you and you and to me? Come away and rest a while. It's a different rhythm from the day after day after day busyness that we get caught up in. Come away and rest a while. It's a different rhythm that Jesus suggests, and it goes all the way back to the beginning. Abraham Heschel, who was a beloved Jewish teacher and writer of the last century, reminds us that the very first holy thing in all creation was not a people or a place, but a day. "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Like Marie said, God made everything in creation and he called it good. But when God rested on the seventh day, God called that holy. The very first holy thing in all creation was a space of time, a day of rest. God rested on the Sabbath, and made in God's image, we are made to rest too. If that sounds like a good idea, that's because it is. It's a good idea to rest. It's also a commandment. It's one of God's 10 commandments that we find in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, and also in the book of Deuteronomy. It's the fourth of God's 10 commandments. And here's what we read in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." The fourth commandment. "6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord our God. On it you shall not do any work," and listen to this, "nor your sons and daughters, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns." Did you hear? God's commandment is not just for us, it's for our children. It's for our employees, our animals. It's for our migrant workers. There are principles of justice bound up in this commandment. And then in Leviticus, in the 25th chapter, the commandment is expanded so that it even includes rest for tired fields and tired vineyards. The land gets every seventh year off. The land observes a Sabbath for the Lord. There are principles of stewardship and creation care bound up in this law. For in 6 days God made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but God rested on the seventh day. The much-loved preacher and author, Barbara Brown Taylor, some of you will be familiar with her work. She writes about how she was so very tired after 20 years of working as an Episcopal parish priest. There was always so much to do, and there was never enough time. So what did she do? She made lists. Any list makers out there? Oh, yes. I'm a list maker. I would not dare start the day without my lists. So she had her list, but each day time ran out on her long list of things to do. And in the end, she lost track of herself. And as she puts it, I ended up lying flat on the dirt floor basement of my heart. She did truly love her work. She loved being a pastor. She loved helping people, but she was just so tired. And toward the end of her tenure at Grace Calvary Church in Clarksville, Georgia, there would be tears in her eyes as she greeted people on the church, on the porch after church services. She knew about the Sabbath commandment, of course, but the first time she really observed it was the Sunday after her last Sunday as a parish priest. And on that Sunday, she sat on her front porch, she prayed with the birds, she made an egg salad sandwich and read a little and took a nap. This Sabbath rest was, for Barbara Brown Taylor, a powerful experience. She could sense that rest was going to be a very good teacher. And so she decided to keep the Sabbath one day every week from now on. One day to say no to work, no to the internet, no to commerce. One whole day to say no to worry, to carrying around the burdens of the heart, no. One day each week to say no to the voice in her head that was forever whispering, do more. One day a week, she decided, more God would be the only thing on her list. Come away and rest a while. Jesus invites us. Come to me, all you labor, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, it must be admitted, Jesus and his disciples weren't able to pull it off in our scripture passage in Mark. Not that particular day. They tried. They went off to a deserted place, but the crowds found them there. In fact, as you heard in the scripture, the crowds figured out where Jesus was going, and they got there first. They were waiting on them. So Jesus did not rest that day. When he saw the crowd, he felt compassion for them. He could see that they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them that day. He touched and he healed them that day. And although our lectionary passage leaves out that part of the story, do you know what he also did? He fed them. And there were 5,000 of them. And he fed them. It didn't turn out to be a day of rest after all for Jesus and his disciples. Sometimes it won't work out, not on the particular day that we hope it will. There will be another day. Come away and rest a while. Does this message resonate at all for you? If it does, even maybe just a little bit, but a whole Sabbath day each week is too much to imagine, then start however you can. Try half a day. Or maybe wake up an hour early and spend that 1 hour doing nothing but being in God's presence. Or at the end of each day, turn off the television a little before you might have turned it off, and spend time listening to music or sitting outside looking into the night sky. or come to church this summer for poetry on Tuesday afternoons. Come away and rest a while. Start however you can. I'd like to leave you with just a little Sabbath food for thought in the form of a question. What do you love to do? Something that feeds your soul that you rarely have time to do, or maybe never have time to do. What do you love to do that feeds your soul that you rarely have time to do? And how can the ancient wisdom of the Sabbath commandment guide you in making the time you need to do this thing that you love? Because I think, see if you agree, I think that when we do what we love, we are drawn closer to God. Come away and rest a while. Will you pray with me? O God, in whom we live and move and have our being, help us to keep the Sabbath as you have commanded us to do. Slow us down, we pray. Teach us to linger. Bless us with rest and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.